broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, ladies and gentlemen, is indeed the broadcast for June 13th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our 2 of 2. Our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That's our guide. We believe the checks and balances put in place by our founders brilliant and the solution to the problems we face as well. Good, honest American people getting together to make a difference, no doubt, valuable. Hope you're all doing fantastic. First hour, we broke down this, quote, global jihad. At least 50 people dead, 53 people wounded, following an attack on the Pulse Gate nightclub in Orlando, Florida, in which the shooter yelled, however you say this, Allahu Akbar, or whatever it is. The shooting unfolded Sunday morning from 2 to 5 a.m. at the Pulse. Described on its own website as the hottest gay bar in Orlando. Witnesses at first claimed a second shooter, but now that's been shut down and government denies. A U.S. citizen from Fort Lucie, Florida, named Omar Lateen, committed the deadliest mass shooting in the history of the United States. Although the problem is, the government admits that law enforcement might have killed people and wounded people as well. They're not sure. What do they call that? Friendly fire? Omar Mateen, believe it or not, called 9/11 before the attack and pledged his allegiance to Islam. Okay, that's what law enforcement told NBC News anyway. I guess he had an active security officer and firearms licenses. That's according to Florida records. His ex-wife says he used to beat me. A gunman was carrying a rifle and a handgun and possibly a suicide vest. Opened fire on partygoers at the Gate nightclub in Orlando, Florida, Sunday morning. Now at 5 a.m., the authorities, after a three-hour standoff, used an explosive device to distract the gunman. Then authorities plowed through the club with a vehicle. How many people got hurt in that portion of the mayhem? They say there were an estimated 320 people in the bar or in the nightclub when it opened. Of course, Obama took the airwaves yesterday and spoke out and made no mention of Islam, Muslim, or Islamic terror in his televised address to the nation on Sunday. We know enough to say this is an act of terror and an act of hate, Obama said, framing the attack as a hate crime against gays. He also used the attack to promote gun control. Now, we've talked about this plenty last hour, talked about the inconsistencies here. A former co-worker, Daniel Gilroy, he worked at G4S Security with this guy and said, man, this guy was crazy. He was unhinged. I told my bosses about it, but they didn't do anything because he was Muslim. Wow. FBI studied the shooter years before and said they came up with nothing. Mr. Mateen underwent screening and background checks twice for his employer, once in 2007, once in 2013. They still came up with nothing. I don't understand how a three-hour event occurred. Alex Jones is saying the Orlando terror incident is a government cover-up. It's a false flag attack, says Alex Jones in InfoWars. They may be right. I'm hesitant to get to that conclusion yet, but the stage is set perfectly for the gun control agenda, folks, and for there to be a heightened hate crime idea against gays and lesbians. All right. Anyway, I want to quickly talk about some solutions here, Kurt, because one of the things that we do on Liberty Roundtable, different from everybody else, we do provide solutions, and there's several solutions. One of them we talked about last hour, which is, you know, they make all these gun-free zones, and then that's where all the mayhem happens, Kurt. And the only way that this crime or this criminal was stopped was with guns. And if there were guns available earlier by somebody in the nightclub, a security man, somebody that may have served in the military, somebody with a concealed carry permit, I don't know what, this could have been stopped way earlier. We wouldn't have had to wait 3 hours of pure terror first. So that's one solution, is we need to get rid of these gun-free zones. Donald Trump is the only one that has spoke out about that I know of, although I'm sure that Daryl Castle and Scott Bradley on the Constitution Party would say, you know what, we don't believe in gun-free zones either. Nevertheless, that's one of the great answers, to let people have a self-protection mechanism in place. The founders understood the wisdom of it, and we can see it here. That's one answer, and I think it's a critical answer. But there are more answers and more solutions out of every single story I've read, Kurt, and I've probably read 50 by now, because I studied this all day yesterday and this morning as well. I've literally read probably 50 different articles with different details, and I've collected all the details that I've rehearsed or kind of articulated from these different sources. And nothing has been mentioned about their lifestyle as gay and lesbian. Now, I'm not saying they deserve abuse for their choices. I'm not saying we should ever accept violence in any way. Folks, it's wicked, it's wrong, and it's evil, and it must be challenged and rejected. However, you know what? When we violate the laws of God, evil seems to rampage. And I don't hear or see a single thing talking about God and turning to God. And that being one of the great solutions for the problems we face, Kurt, whether it's somebody from Islam, whether it's somebody who hates gays, whether it's just a lone wolf terrorist, whether it's, I don't care what the issue is, some unhinged psychotic person that just went crazy, you know, whatever ill you want to talk about, we should be talking about turning to God, but I don't see it anywhere in the news, Kurt. Not a single story points this out. You want to respond to that, Kurt? Not a single story that I see, except for now, us, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Well, it's a great point, Sam. And, you know, as far as I can see, the key thing here is, you know, you wouldn't want to bring that up, or you'd probably be politically, incorrect. But, you know, you'd be correct in that, you know, this is a situation that certainly is outside of God's laws, you know, to say nothing to the killing. You know, you've got all these other incredible, sins being committed on a regular basis there, and, you know, having open, this kind of activity is just, well, it's not surprising when you have these kind of things happen.
I'm not saying that it's justifiable in any way. Don't misunderstand my statements. And I'm not saying in any way that people deserve harm, even with life choices that I disagree with. Okay? But what I am saying is, when you're out at a gay bar at 2 in the morning and you're partying and involved in sex and drugs and alcohol and the list goes on, dancing and, well, they would call it riotous living in the Bible, right? Call it what you will, riotous living might be the most stable statement to use here. I can think of several things wrong with this. Forget the shooter for a second. You probably ought to not be there in the first place, out at 2 to 5 in the morning. Not very many good things happen at that time, Kurt. Now, if you say, Sam, I was driving home from work, I just run the night shift. Okay, that's a different discussion. But just as we tell women and men, don't get drunk to where you become, unable to control your own actions and unable to know what happens to you. Don't do that. It's not a good idea. Same thing's true here. I don't think people should be hanging out from 2 to 2 in the morning in the first place at a gay bar with alcohol and drugs present in the first place. And so I'm not at all saying they deserve this. Don't put words in my mouth. I'm just saying, if these people were at home with their families asleep where they ought be, preparing for the Sabbath day, would we have had this situation? The answer is clearly no. So I'm not saying that they deserve it in any way. I'm just saying that poor choices lead to poor choices, lead to eventually poor consequences. And I'm saddened by this as much as anyone, but I can't let this discussion go without bringing up God's laws in this discussion. And without bringing up our either adherence to God's laws and the blessings that follow, or our turning our backs on God's laws and the horrible consequences that usually follow. I don't think we can avoid that discussion. Now, they're just going to tell you that, my dependence on religion is signs of a frenzied, feebled mind. But I testify of God and his laws. And I testify when we obey them, we're blessed. And when we don't, it's trouble. It's absolutely trouble. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. Sam and Kurt, News the Networks Refuse to Use, talking about this shooter rampage. I really believe that we cannot have this discussion without talking about God's laws here. And I want to make this very clear. I'm not saying that because people choose a gay lifestyle that this is punishment. Okay, I'm not saying that. I don't know that we can play God and know what his mind is or anything else. But what I do know is this: when we violate the commandments of God, when we do things we ought not do, bad things happen. And I know that the more we do the right things that we're supposed to be doing in our lives, obeying the commandments of God, repenting of our sins, etc., the greater chance we have of things going right. So I'm just saying that, you know what, you go to a gun-free zone in the middle of the night with alcohol and drugs and people violating God's laws and partying and riotous living, and man, things go wrong. I just wish people weren't there. I also wish people, if they were there, that they had the ability to defend themselves. All right, anyway, any other points on this, Kurt?
I don't know that there's anything else to really add. I did see the info about, I guess as he went in, he exchanged some gunfire with the guy at the door. You know, nothing else after that. I mean, I'm just surprised that the guy at the door with the weapon, you know, didn't do anything else. Apparently, you know, he wasn't shot or anything, but, you know, there's reports.
See, but hold on. So, you know what? There was gunfire exchanged at the start. Obviously, this guy got past the gunman. The gunman couldn't stop him, but the gunman didn't get shot. What's to stop the gunman? The security agent, if you will, in this case, to work on this for the next 3 hours? Or all I'm saying is something does not make sense here, people.
Yep. I agree. And, you know, then there's these different reports of people crawling out or whatever. Anyway, it's, you know, we'll see. The other thing I find interesting is typically, you know, in most places, you got all this video. As far as I can tell, the only video that's showing up about anything is like Snapchat stuff from people's phones.
Yeah, but the government's not going to give you their video, buddy. You might learn something that they don't want you to know. They got to review it and redact it and tweak it and modify it and mess with it first.
Well, I wish that weren't what I thought. You know, the only problem is it's kind of the typical operandus, isn't it?
Yeah, that's for sure. So that's interesting. Now, Donald Trump is being attacked by Mitt Romney. And Mitt's kind of saying, hey, we got to reject the Donald, Kurt. And the reason we do is because Donald is involved in what's called trickle-down racism now.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're involved in a trickle-down racism program from the Donald, Kurt?
Not that I'm aware of, but I guess it all just depends on how you define it.
Yeah. Romney, quote, Trump is setting a dangerous example for Americans by promoting trickle-down racism. I kid you not. Also, did you know that Hillary Clinton was for deporting illegals, Kurt, that are criminals? And she was for securing the borders?
Huh.
Before she was against it? Yeah, now she's attacking Donald relentlessly for saying those things. But here's what Hillary had to say, what, about 10 years ago? Maybe she's evolved. Maybe that's the idea, huh? But here's her comments.
Mexico is such an important problem. Mexican government's policies are pushing migration north. There isn't any sensible approach except to do what we need to do simultaneously. You know, secure our borders with technology, personnel, physical barriers if necessary in some places, and we need to have tougher employer sanctions, and we need to try to incentivize Mexico to do more. If they've committed transgressions of whatever kind, they should be obviously deported.
There you go. So it's fascinating. Trump's waffling on statements left and right, back and forth, back and forth. So is the Hillary, Kurt, but do they disagree? No, they pretty much agree, Kurt.
No, I guess they, at least I've not heard that report before from any other place about Hillary, have you?
No. Although I got that piece from The Blaze.
Yeah.
They deserve credit.
Yeah.
You know, I don't try to steal stories. I try to give credit the best I can. Sometimes it's hard to accredit because when The Blaze gets it and then they got it from somebody else and then somebody else, you know, sometimes it's hard to give credit. But illegals should be deported, says The Blaze. Wow. All right. I guess they got an event going on in Singapore, according to Reuters, Kurt. This is very interesting.
Well, what I want to know, Sam, is Les Miserables, that's kind of an old thing. It's been around for a long time, but I guess they got kind of a new twist of it in Singapore. I suppose it never had any same-sex kissing, you know, at least when it first came out.
Well, you got to have one now, dude. You got to adapt it to the modern times in which we live, see?
Yeah, I guess now in Singapore, the organizers of the musical there, and at least I think it's kind of connected to the previous stories, you know, that we've gone over simply because of that. But at least the guys in Singapore where they have, I guess they call it state regulators, there said that a place where the two male actors kiss, they have to remove this scene because they call it, they say it exceeds the general rating that they were issued. Anyway.
Oh, boy, howdy does it, huh?
Yeah.
Now, let me understand this story, though. The headline says same-sex kiss removed from, and then what's this thing called?
Les Miserables.
Yeah. Now, I just find this interesting because I'm just a redneck, Kurt, okay?
Yes, yes, yes.
Now, get rid of your understanding of this Les Miserables for a second and tell me what that first word is, L-E-S.
Yeah.
That'd be like less, right? I know it's missing an S, but just stick with me for a minute.
Yeah.
And then tell me Miserables. Say it like a redneck.
Les Miserables.
Yeah. And I kind of think, well, they're going to be less miserables by taking that out. That's for sure. You know?
Yeah.
It's kind of the redneck in me thinking that, but I'm just thinking, wow. I didn't know Les Miserables had a same-sex kiss in it.
I've never seen it in that before, but, you know, they say that this was intended to be comic. You know, I guess supposed to make people laugh.
Now, they need to change the play if they're going to modify it to that, Kurt, to Les Miserables. Don't you think? You can't have Miss...
Odd. Yeah, good point.
No.
Anyway, they say that sex between two men is illegal in Singapore and punishable with up to 2 years in prison. Though the law is rarely enforced, the law based on English text from the island's colonial period makes no mention of lesbians. Anyway, there you go. Singapore.
Wow. Now, I guess legislation has been adopted in China, Kurt, that soon will ban women from marrying non-Chinese men. After promoters are pointing out that for every girl under age 18 in the nation, there are now three boys. And it's a big old problem. The nation has had a long-standing one-child abortion policy has been recently changed to two children, but the bottom line is you got a dearth of girls in the communist nation, and now they're forbidding women to marry anything but Chinese men. Now, I don't know if you call that racist, but we shall talk about it.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. The Center for a New American Security, a Beltway think tank headed by prominent members of the permanent foreign policy elite, has published a 22-page blueprint entitled Extending American Power, Strategies to Expand U.S. Engagement in a Competitive World Order. Presented as a transition memo for a Hillary Clinton administration, the document calls for a $1 trillion increase in military spending, coupled with efforts to integrate China into a multilateral global framework. You are listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com. Ignoring criticism by civil liberties activists and the opposition party, the Hungarian parliament enacted measures that would allow Prime Minister Viktor Orban, to exercise extraordinary powers in the event of a terrorist attack or similar emergency. Orban, a former attorney whose education was funded by the Soros Foundation, has been criticized by some for weakening checks and balances and consolidating executive power. In other news, in December, Egyptian Judge Hirsam Janena, head of the Central Auditing Organization, revealed that corruption within the military regime of President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi is costing the country tens of billions of dollars annually, nearly $70 billion last year alone. El-Sisi dismissed Janena in March, accusing him of misleading the public. The former auditor and whistleblower is now facing trial on charges of spreading false news and disturbing national security. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
North Florida, North America, and YouTube Babylon, are you tired of the direction America is headed?
Yeah!
Are you fed up with all the lies and corruption in government?
Yeah!
Are you tired of the persecution of Christians and other forms of patriots?
Yeah!
Do you want to get involved in the restoration of the Republic but are unsure where to start?
Oh, yeah!
The answers to these questions and more can be found with me, your host, Kevin Blake, Saturday nights, 10 to midnight Central Time, on Liberty News Radio, for the Restore the Republic show, where I will give you all the information needed to restore the Republic. So, Babylon, grab a chair, drink of choice, and get ready to laugh, or cry, or both. Until then, get comfortably disturbed at the RestoreTheRepublicShow.com. That is RestoreTheRepublicShow.com. See you on Saturdays, Babylon.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so we're talking about the abuse in China. This is what I'm talking about, disobeying God's laws, okay? God says multiply and replenish the earth, okay? But Chinese women are now forbidden to marry non-Chinese, okay? In 2015, WorldNet Daily and others are reporting that the abortion of girls in the favor of sons under the communist Chinese government's policies is known to have cost millions of lives, and the full impact is not even known yet. That was when the United Nations recognized that some 200 million women and girls are demographically missing from the world. Let me say that again, because it's hard to even comprehend. The United Nations recognized that some 200 million women and girls are demographically missing worldwide. That's a nice way to say, well, satanic governments murdered them under their one-child policies. They then say this: what worries me, these are different people quoted in the article, okay? What worries me is there are 37 million frustrated marriage age, military age men in China. They will never marry because there are not women for them. Believe it or not, that's just China. Coincidentally, in India, is about the same. 37 million men can't have a woman to marry because there aren't any. They murdered them. Already the problem is now manifesting itself via human trafficking and sex slavery. Under the government of communist China's one-child policy, 336 million women have been aborted. I kid you not. And 195 million have been sterilized. Can you comprehend this? under its one-child policy, 336 million women have been aborted, and 195 million have been sterilized. One of the legislators told the newspaper, of course anonymously, afraid for his life, the law was introduced to promote social harmony. We need to ensure that there are enough Chinese women available. Wow. For marriage. Otherwise, there's a high probability of rape and other violence. Can you imagine this, Kurt? Do you want to respond to this?
Well, it's like you say, Sam. Anytime you basically disregard God's laws in one way, you know, like killing of children, you know, then you're going to have a wreck coming at you from some other way. And that's what we see here, isn't it?
It's not possible for me to comprehend this, Kurt. 336 million women have been murdered and 195 million have been, what's it called? Sterilized.
Yeah. And, of course, you know, if 50 people, you know, or about 100 are shot or killed, you know, then, hey, the whole media comes unglued. But you got millions and millions that are killed on a regular basis, and there's no outcry.
Right? Now, this psychotic legislator continues and says this, Kurt. This is over in communist China, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm not sure really how legislators work over there in China, but okay. Men still are allowed to marry non-Chinese women. You want to know why, Kurt? Because by golly, we got to make sure Chinese men have as many opportunities as possible to find a bride.
Yeah.
Chinese sources have previously estimated, listen, an astonishing 13 million babies are aborted annually. But a new U.S. State Department study calculates the toll at more than 23 million or 43 abortion murders every minute, Kurt.
Wow.
Now, I'm not downing what happened in Orlando, but I am kind of giving you a comparison to say, where's the outcry over this? All we do is continue to buy more Chinese goods. Now, China, by the way, has four times the population of the United States, Kurt. But it has 23 times the number of abortions. Can you get your arms around that? I kind of can't even really comprehend this discussion, Kurt. Now, I'm not at all minimizing the evil that was done in the Orlando club. But I'm saying, where's the outcry here? Our most favored nation trading partner is a country that has four times the population of the United States and 23 times the number of, and they would say abortions, I would say murders. 23 million babies murdered annually. That translates to 43 abortion deaths every minute. It's almost one every second. 336 million women have been aborted, and 195 million women have been sterilized. And then they're like, golly, we got to ensure that men have somebody to marry. Well, maybe you ought to have thought about that before you just murdered so many people. But here's what's going to happen, Kurt. These men in China are military age. And the question becomes, what's going to happen in the world? Is it going to be unsafe to let your daughters or your wife out of your sight for fear that some Chinese mafia or Chinese sex ring or whatever else might decide that, well, they need your wife worse than you do? At some point, this is a world gone mad, Kurt. And then we run around and go, by golly, what we need to do is make sure you don't have a gun. In America, Kurt should not have a gun. And we somehow continue to accept this psychotic notion that somehow stopping peaceful people from defending themselves is the answer. Now, I guess the party affiliation for the Orlando shooters confirmed Kurt, Democrat. Any thoughts about that?
I guess we'll have to eliminate all Democrats because it looks like they're a problem, huh, Sam?
Well, I wouldn't say eliminate. That might be taken completely out of context. You know, your point is they ought to become constitutionalists. I agree with that. But the elimination thing kind of can go all wrong.
Well, it is amazing, though. You know, they use the same logic about guns. You know, that if one guy has a gun, you got to eliminate all the guns, right?
Yes.
And he does something wrong, then, you know, you can use the same logic and say, well, the guy was a Democrat, I guess, you know, got to get rid of all them.
I know what you're saying.
Doesn't make sense.
As long as it's in context, I'm okay with the discussion, but I'm just afraid
it's
that
crazy.
Stuff goes all wrong, right?
Yeah, it's just...
Pretty soon they'll just write a headline, Kirk Cosby wants to eliminate Democrats. It's like, what? Yeah, whoa, hold on, stop.
These same guys want to, just because some bad guy does something bad with a gun, they want to take all the guns.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right. That's how they roll.
Messed up.
But I look at these abortions and just say, man, you know, they call me a racist because I hang out with some people that they consider racists. And then it turns out that China can say, hey, women can't marry somebody who's not Chinese, but men can by government law, and they're not racist. They literally murder almost a baby a second. And then I bring that up and go, whoa, these people are, and it's like, Sam, you're crazy. I don't understand it. Except for that's the agenda of the mainstream press, huh, Kurt? All right, do you want to talk about trains and planes and whistles and automobiles, or do you want to talk about Roseanne Barr, Kurt?
Yeah, well, Roseanne, you know, it's interesting to see. I mean, I'm really surprised at this, but I guess she's not on the whole Hillary bandwagon. But
yeah, she's totally conservative now. I mean, it's crazy. I don't know what's going on around here. Wait a minute, never Hillary, never Trump. What are the options? Liberty Roundtable Live.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998 and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt, news the networks refuse to use on your radio. Roseanne Barr, she's like never Hillary. You got people never Hillary, never Trump. What are their choice? Or Trump, I'm sorry. What are their choices? Kind of makes you wonder. All right, Kurt, Dateline Cleveland.
Well, that's right, Sam. What I want to know is, do you think, according to the Liberty News Daily piece, is a Cleveland coup in the works? And that's coup spelled C-O-U-P, not, man, that's really cool.
Kind of like soup, huh?
Yes, that's right. And I guess they say that, according to Red State, they reports of rumors that Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, one of Trump's first primary casualties, he's warming up in the party's presidential bullpen. I didn't ever know they had one of those, but anyway, in the event the presumptive nominee implodes. I guess a constitutional attorney and one-time would-be third-party presidential candidate, David French, never had heard of him, but anyway, he adds another element to the discussion. I guess he pointed out that as a matter of law and history, there is not a single bound delegate to the Republican National Convention. As a private association, the Republican Party governs itself, and according to the rules it has implemented, there is only one convention where the delegates were truly bound. He says it was the 76th convention at which incumbent Gerald Ford beat back a challenge from Ronald Reagan. So who knows, Sam, but...
Here's my guess. My guess is they'll talk about it, but they won't do it. I believe the repercussions will be too great, Kurt. That's just my guess. But I will find out. We'll watch the news and keep an eye on it for you, and we'll certainly report and break it on down, as we always do. The cops are in the news, and then it's not favorable, Kurt.
Yeah, doggone it, Sam. Liberty News Daily Piece, I guess the police, well, they went to the wrong address, Sam. That sure sounds almost like a report about our buddy Steve, but the says the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, hey, they're conducting an inquiry. But what they had was a near-fatal police shooting of a guy, 63-year-old named William Powell, Well, he met officers at the door of his home with a handgun because the police responded to a 911 call at the wrong address. I guess the GBI, that's Georgia Bureau of Investigation spokesman, Scott Dutton, told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution that a preliminary review of the 911 call indicates the officers were at the wrong location. Anyway, I guess the guy in his home, he saw these armed strangers in his home, and he refused to drop his weapon. An officer fired at the guy and shot him in the neck, but I guess he survived. It was a near-fatal shooting, they say. Doggone it.
Well, there you have it. Trouble everywhere in the Republic. Turning to God, our best answer. There's a guy by the name of Gary Byrne. He's a 29-year law enforcement officer.
Yep.
He worked the detail at the White House during the Clinton administration. He had the playful but respectful nickname, the West Wing Mayor, because he was there so often, if you will.
Yeah.
Well, now Curdy's got something to say, huh?
Yeah, I guess he's got a book out called Crisis of Character. He has witnessed in his book a lot of Mrs. Clinton's, what he calls mercurial and sometimes often violent temper, and talks about incidents of domestic violence arising from Bill's infidelities. I guess he warns that Hillary is exceptionally unqualified for the office of president, but not to worry, Sam, because the Clinton campaign and their super PAC, they're in full damage control mode, and they're looking to try to find some dirt on this 29-year law enforcement veteran. So I bet they'll find something, Sam, even if it's not true, I bet they'll have something.
That's the problem with these people. An interesting book, though, that tells all, and I appreciate that they tell some behind-the-scenes info, Kurt.
Yeah.
But again, when we already have Bill Clinton really literally raping women, they have detailed stories that just can't be set aside. And Hillary and others just call them bimbo eruptions, and Hillary attacks the women. And then paints herself as, you know what, I'm the best thing for women ever. That alone, Kurt, is cause for question. When you see the Vince Foster inconsistencies and fiasco about his deaths, when you hear allegations, whether that's true or not, I don't know, that Chelsea is not even Bill's daughter. You kind of start to build this scenario where, you know what, I don't really know what this Gary guy can release about Hillary that's going to matter, Kurt.
Yep, good point.
And what can he say? She was grumpy and she punched Bill in the nose and she yelled and screamed and had lesbian lovers. What difference does that make? We already know all that, Kurt.
That's right. We do. But I'm convinced that a lot of Americans don't. Like my one buddy said, they kind of have to put it in a country song or some other music for somebody to really find out it, because that's the way most people get their info, you know? Or get their info.
It's a good point, but then the country singer that put that together will be kicked off the stage like they kicked Steve Voss off.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Good point.
So I don't deny his, in a way, joke, but in a way, serious point, but I'm just telling you that I'm not even sure that'll get it done.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Kurt, have you ever heard of Gray Divorce?
Gray Divorce. What is that, like partial divorce?
Well, it's divorce among older Americans, my friend.
Oh, I get you. Okay.
You know, because they're like in their graying years or whatever, you know.
Yeah, all right.
You got people that are elderly are setting a new trend in divorce, Kurt.
Oh, boy.
Over age 50 divorce is what they're calling them now. Researchers are saying you'll have increasing longevity in women. And, you know, increasing financial independence is one of the factors. Regardless of the causes, the phenomenon's real. And what do you think, Kurt?
Well, it's a sad thing, at least in my opinion. It makes me think of the talk that I heard lately where a man was plotting saving of marriages. And he told about individuals that he had seen in his lifetime that were, you know, quite elderly, that still cared for each other. And it was more than just an arrangement, kind of like a Bill and Hillary deal. There are people that literally continue to love each other all their lives. And I think in many ways, their love grows stronger and firmer. And those are the things that really in my opinion, matter when it comes to relationships.
But that's for them Christians.
Yes, it is. And it's for everybody else who wants to live a good life.
Well, I agree with that. I'm just saying that.
Yeah. You
know. All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Gray divorce. In my opinion, one of the ills of our society. And the answer always, we got to repent and turn back to God. I know people are going to get sick of hearing me say that. But I'm telling you, there aren't any other solutions that can work independently. Yeah, you can say, well, Sam, we could, you know, have, teach about marriage classes. We can, you know what? But if people turn away from God and have a selfish view, you know, I don't know if it's about sex. I don't know if it's about money. I don't know if it's just about we're pursuing our own self-interest. Whatever the case may be, what you got at the heart of it is selfishness. And I'm not saying there's never a justification for divorce, but it's in my mind rare. And there are answers. But, you know, without God's laws and without a moral code of ethics that we're going to live by and stand by, societally speaking, if all things are off, then we have no anchor, if you will, for stability. All right, Kurt, what the heck is this? Mechanical clicks, steam engines, steam whistles, workshops, and more all about, huh?
Let's see. You got the. I guess I'm not familiar with that one, Stan. Is that one I see? You said mechanical. Tell me again.
Yeah, it's like mechanical. Let's see. Mechanical clicks, steam engines, steam whistles, workshops, and more.
Okay, I must have missed that one.
We got to have more of that, though. Because at least back then people were moral, Kurt, and America prospered.
Good point. Yeah, that's a great point.
And I'll just kind of focus on that a little bit and say, I'm not necessarily saying we ought to go back to that, but I am pointing to a time when we actually held things of God, things of morality, in high esteem. All right, there you have it. There are answers, folks. We just got to be willing to talk about them, willing to focus on them, not afraid to speak out about them. Are you in that category, folks? I sure hope so. Thanks for being alongside with the ride. News the networks refuse to use always on your favorite talk show. This is Liberty Roundtable Live, LibertyNewsDaily.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. This nation shall endure.